Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic drum and bass and jungle-style air horn hit in Ableton Live 12, but with that chopped vinyl, old-school edge that makes it feel like it belongs in a proper ragga intro, a dark roller switch-up, or a nasty little drop cue. And just to be clear, this is not about making a random loud horn sound. We want a usable FX element, something that can punch through the mix, create tension, answer a vocal phrase, or signal a drop with attitude. In D&B, especially jungle and old-school inspired stuff, effects are part of the arrangement language. They're not decoration, they're part of the conversation. So let's make something that sounds like it came off a sampler, a dublate, or a dusty sound system session, not something clean and generic from a preset folder. First, create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You could use Analog or Operator too, but Waveeatable is a really nice place to start, because it gives us an easy way to shape a brassy, aggressive source without getting too deep too fast. Set your project around 170 BPM if you want that classic jungle and D&B feel. Then drop in a simple drum loop or at least a basic kick and snare pattern. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, maybe a break loop or some ghost notes underneath. If you've got a sub or re-space idea already, even better. This is important. Build the horn against drums, not in isolation. In drum and bass, the rhythm around the sound is what makes it hit. A horn by itself can seem kind of ordinary. A horn reacting to a breakbeat feels like an event. Now load your MIDI clip with a single note, somewhere around C3 to G3. Keep it short. 1/8 note or 1/4 note is usually enough to start. Leave your track with some headroom. Don't slam the volume right away. We'll make it feel loud later with shaping and saturation. Inside Waveeatable, choose a waveform that already has a bit of bite. You're not looking for a perfect air horn preset. You're building a synthetic horn hit with attitude. A good starting point is Oscillator 1 with a sawish or brass-friendly Waveeatable. Then bring in Oscillator 2 slightly detuned, or even just a little off from the first one. If Waveeatable has unison available, try 2 to 4 voices with a small amount of detune. You don't want a huge trans stack here. You want a slightly unstable, energetic front edge. Open the filter fairly wide at first, maybe to low pass 12 or 24. Keep the cutoff open enough that the sound has presence, but don't worry if it's a bit raw right now. We'll sculpt it. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack should be very fast, basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release short, maybe 50 to 150 milliseconds. That gives you a hit that speaks quickly and gets out of the way. If the horn feels too polite, push the Waveeatable position or oscillator character towards something brighter and more harmonically busy. If it starts getting harsh in an ugly way, don't panic. We can tame that later with filtering and EQ. Now for one of the most important parts, the attack motion. A good air horn often has a little burst of pitch or filter movement right at the start. That tiny bit of movement is what makes it feel like a shouted statement instead of a flat synth note. Use a pitch envelope if you have it, or modulate the pitch very slightly. Try somewhere around plus 3 to plus 12 semitones with a very short decay, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. Keep this subtle. We want impact, not cartoon sound effects. Then shape the filter envelope so the start is brighter than the tail. Start the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 kHz to 6 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Give it a moderate envelope amount and a short decay, maybe 100 to 300 milliseconds. This is classic D&B movement. The front grabs your attention. The tail leaves room for the drums and bass. Now, let's get that chopped vinyl character in there. This is where the sound stops feeling like a neat synth patch and starts feeling like an old sample. Resample the horn. You can record it to audio or bounce the clip down. Then drag that audio into a new simpler instance. Set it up as a one-shot style playback tool. And if you want, use classic mode. You can even turn on loop if you want to experiment with a chopped tail. To make it feel like chopped vinyl, play with the start position a little. Offset the hit slightly. Shorten the amp envelope if the tail is too long. Make a few versions of the same hit. One full hit. One shorter hit. One darker, filtered hit. Then place those versions in a little phrase, almost like a DJ callout. That small bit of variation is really powerful. It makes the sound feel like it was chopped live from a bigger performance instead of programmed as a single static stab. Now let's dirty it up with stock Ableton effects. A solid beginner chain would be saturator, auto filter, drum bus or glue compressor, echo or delay, a touch of reverb, and then EQ8 at the end. Start with saturator. Add around 2 to 8 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it thicker and more controlled. Next, auto filter. Try bandpass or low-pass mode. Automate the frequency between about 500 Hz and 4 kHz so the horn can feel like it's moving through a system. Keep the resonance modest, around 0.2 to 0.5. This gives you that sampled, old-school feel without making it whistle. Then add drum bus if you want more edge. Keep the drive moderate, crunch low to moderate, and boom mostly off. For this kind of FX, you usually don't want extra low end. You want attitude in the mids and upper mids. Finally, EQ8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so the sub stays clean for your bass line. If the horn gets harsh, cut a bit around 2.5 kHz to 5 kHz. If it gets too dull after filtering, a small high shelf can bring back some bite. Here's the reason this works so well in DNB. The mix is tight. Kick, snare, sub, bass, and breaks all need space. The horn should live mostly in the mid-range and upper mids, where it can cut through without stepping on the low end. Saturation and filtering help it feel loud without taking up too much room. Now let's make it feel chopped and human, not robotic. This is where timing and groove matter. Nudge some of the horn hits slightly early or late. Shorten the note lengths on repeats. Add a tiny second hit a 16th or an 8th later. If your tune has swing, try a light groove from the groove pool. You can even automate tiny volume dips to mimic a sampler or vinyl cut that isn't perfectly clean. A really classic move is to place the horn on the last beat before a drop. Then let it lead into a snare fill or a brief drum stop. That little moment of tension can make the drop feel way harder. In old school jungle and DNB, that push and pull is everything. To deepen the chopped vinyl vibe even more, automate some of the FX. Move the auto filter cutoff over time. Throw a quick burst of reverb on one hit and pull it back down. Keep echo feedback low, maybe around 5 to 15%, so it feels like a throw rather than a wash. If you're using simpler or resampling, even tiny changes to the sample start position can make the sound feel more alive. A great movement pattern is this. The first horn hit is bright and aggressive, the second one is darker and more filtered, and the third one is shorter and more distorted. That contrast sells that idea of a chopped sample being worked across a set or a mixer. When the sound is working, freeze it into audio. DNB loves this workflow because audio gives you precision. Route the track to resampling or record the horn to a new audio lane, then consolidate the hit you like best. Once it's audio, you can warp it lightly if needed, reverse tiny fragments, duplicate the tail, or add a quick fade to avoid clicks. This makes it much easier to place the hit exactly where you want it in the arrangement. And in drum and bass, that matters a lot. FX often need to land precisely against a fill, a break edit, or a bass reset. Now think about where the horn belongs musically. Maybe it appears in the intro every 8 bars. Maybe it lands at the end of bar 4 or bar 8 before the drop. Maybe it answers a Reese bass line on the offbeat. Maybe it sits under chopped breaks in a ragga jungle intro. Use it like punctuation, not wallpaper. A useful rule here is to treat the horn like a statement, not a texture. If you place it too often, it stops feeling special. One great hit is much more powerful than 10 random ones. If you want a darker or heavier version, try bandpass filter around 600 Hz to 3 kHz so it sounds more like a sampled dub plate or a ragga record. You can also add a little pitch wobble to the tail, but keep it subtle. Just enough to feel worn, not enough to become a joke effect. For a stronger attack, layer a tiny noise click at the start. High pass it, keep it low in the mix, and it can add extra snap without changing the horn tone too much. If the mix is very busy, keep the horn fairly centered rather than super wide. Centered FX often cut better in dark DNB. Let me give you a quick practice challenge. Make a 3-hit horn phrase. Build one horn in Wavetable, resample it, and then create 3 versions. One bright and full, one filtered and shorter, and one distorted with a chopped tail. Place them across 2 bars. Put one on the last beat before the phrase ends, another after a snare or break fill, and the third right before the drop. Automate one filter sweep and one reverb throw. Then listen with the drums on and off so you can hear how the horn sits in the arrangement. If you want to push it further, make 2 layers. One bright, narrow, punchy layer for the attack, and one darker, slightly detuned layer for the body. Blend them quietly. That's a simple way to make the horn feel bigger without just turning it up. You can also make a reverse prep version by duplicating the hit and reversing a tiny slice before it. That works brilliantly before a drop or rewind moment. Or create a call and response pair, with one brighter, shorter horn and one lower, rougher, more filtered horn answering it. So to wrap it up, build the horn from a simple synth source, keep it short and punchy, add chopped vinyl character with resampling and timing variation, process it with stock Ableton effects like saturator, auto filter, drum bus, EQ8, and echo, and place it like a proper DNB phrase marker. Keep the low end clean, keep the movement subtle, and let the horn speak with attitude. That's how you turn a basic synth stab into a proper jungle and old school DNB FX cue. And once you've got that working, you can start building whole arrangements around it.